Kuskokwim subsistence fishermen are getting hit with a double whammy. Another emergency salmon fishing closure has been announced, extending the current closures to 12 days. As Angela Denning Barnes reports from Bethel, the fishing restriction is controversial.
The Kuskokwim King Salmon Run hasn't improved much over the past week, so state and federal managers requested more closures in a meeting Friday. They asked the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, an advisory group of industry reps and subsistence fishers, to extend the current closure from 7 days to 12. That makes it the longest closure in the Kuskokwim's history. Travis Ellison is the state's acting area management biologist.
This is very unfortunate that we need to take these actions. At this time, we do realize the fact that how hard this is on people of the Kuskokwim River, but we feel that this is the most appropriate thing to do at this time.
The management goal is 127,000 king salmon, and Ellison says right now the numbers aren't there.
We are seeing some of the lowest numbers we've ever seen. We are way behind 2010 and 2011, where we didn't even come close to meeting a lot of our escapement goals.
The current closure is a rolling closure that divides the river into five sections, closing them one at a time as the King Run progresses upriver. It restricts salmon fishing with nets larger than 4-inch mesh or longer than 60 feet. Several working group members spoke against extending the closure for another 5 days. Some talked about the prime drying weather right now and the wet weather that's sure to come. Mike Williams, Sr. of ACYAC.
You know, with that 7 days, has been very hard. And I think to extend it for 5 days will create a lot more pain and suffering.
Other members talked about potential civil disobedience. Fritz Charles said that people would probably fish anyway and face citations.
People are going to start fishing out there. If it comes to desperate measures, they will start doing that.
Evelyn Thomas said that her village of Crooked Creek was still recovering from the flood they experienced last year, and people needed to fish.
There's not enough money to go around, and you're $1 over the food stamp limit, and you can't go out and fish. You have to become a criminal or watch your children be hungry.
The working group voted down the state's proposal and came back with its own. It asked for a 5-day opening following the rolling closures, with the possibility of additional restrictions after that. State and federal managers met in private for about 20 minutes, but in the end, the managers didn't budge. Again, Travis Ellison.
We felt that allowing this opportunity now would make it very unlikely to achieve the agreed-upon management objective.
The working group cannot override that decision. Group members took their turns stating their disappointment. Beverly Hoffman of Bethel.
Most of you leave in the wintertime. You have no clue. You can go to Costco to get your food. These people can't.
The cause of the poor Kuskokwim King Run is a mystery. Some working group members say the run could just be late, but managers say they can't count on that. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.
Myron Nanig, president of the Association of Village Council Presidents, is asking for a disaster declaration over the poor King returns. He wants Governor Sean Parnell to declare a state disaster on both the Kuskokwim and Yukon rivers.